रिकॉर्डिंग रिकॉर्डिंग ना। ओम सिद्धि साध्य सतामस्तु प्रसादात्तस्य धूर्जटेः जानवी फेनले केव यन्मूर्ध्नि शशिनकला। सो वी आर लुकिंग एट दिस वर्स नंबर 31। उद्योगिनम पुरुष सिंहम उपैति लक्ष्मी। सो वी सॉ लास्ट टाइम वेर वी लुक्ड एट लक्ष्मी पुरुष सिंहम उद्योगिनम उपैति एंड देर दिस समासा वी हैड अ स्मॉल डिविएशन इनटू समासा एंड लुक्ड एट व्हाट समासास आर एंड वी लुक्ड एट दिस पुरुष सिंह। There are four types of samasas, four main types of samasas, avyayi bhava, tatpurusha, bahuvrihi and dvandva. And in that, in the tatpurusha also, there is something called as karmadharaya. In karmadharaya, there are about 8 or 9 types of karmadharaya. In that, this particular thing is upamana uttara pada. Okay, so upamana means the simile. And uttara means latter. Pada means word. So in a samasa, where the second word, the latter word, right, of the samasa, uttara, what follows is uttara. What is previous is purva. So uttara pada, whatever follows, is a simile. So purushaha simuhaha iva. So the man like the lion. Okay. Purushaha simuhaha iva. Purushaha vyagraha iva. पुरुष व्याघ्र पुरुष सिंह इव पुरुष सिंह एंड तम बिकम्स पुरुष सिंह। तम मीन्स रिफरिंग टू एक्यूजेटिव सिंगुलर। सो द एक्यूजेटिव सिंगुलर ऑफ पुरुष सिंह इज पुरुष सिंह। सो तम पुरुष सिंह लक्ष्मी ही राइट। I have an English translation here, and when I look at it, it appears that whatever the English translation is incorrect. Because there it says that approaches fortune. Okay, but it's doing a word-to-word translation, so it is okay. But here in this case, fortune approaches. So how do you know that it's not the Purusha Simha approaching fortune? So Lakshmi is the fortune. So how do you know it's not that the man, the lion among men, which is he, right? How do you know he is not approaching fortune, or is it the fortune is approaching him? You may have a question like that you can ask, right?
Because I have a question, Kalpeshji. Can you once again explain how the Purusha Simham, how this came in?
Yes, I will explain that.
Thank you.
Okay. So what happens in that, let me explain that and then that will allow us to carry forward. Okay. Purushaha Simhaha Iva. Okay, this is the samasa. This is called as the Laukika Vigraha Vakya. A statement that explains you what the vritti is for. That statement is the Laukika, is the Vigraha Vakya. And Laukika means, this is Laukika Vigraha Vakya, means there is something called as Alaukika Vigraha Vakya. Laukika means what is in the loka, in the general usage, right? Loka. Alaukika means what is grammar Vigraha Vakya, which we will see today. I will explain that. So then it is a samasa. The samasa is between two words, Purushaha and Simha. And this is a Karmadharaya samasa. So the man and the lion, both of them are in the same case. So one has to be an adjective to the other. If it is not an adjective to the other, you cannot say man-lion. You cannot say lion-man, right? Lion is not like beautiful, beautiful flower or blue lily, right? So there one is an adjective, the other is substantive. But when I say lion and man and lion, I cannot say goat and cow. Goat is cow or cow is goat. You cannot say that, right? Or cow is horse. So you cannot say man is lion, lion is man. So you cannot use the same case for both of them. The only way you can use the same case for both of them is if you bring in the Eva. Like. So the man is like the lion. It's not the lion is like the man. Okay. The man is like the lion. Why do we know that? Because when the man is like the lion, okay, man is like a lion, then in this case, it forms a samasa. And the samasa is Purusha Simha. So this Purusha Simha that you get here is the Pratipadikam. Okay. This is Pratipadikam is like Rama. Ramavat Pratipadikam. It is Akaranta Pratipadikam like Rama. That Purusha Simha, when you add the Su to it, it becomes Purusha Simha. Okay, Su is nominative singular. The Su is nominative singular. When you add to that, it becomes Purusha Simha. But if you were to add the Pratyaya, which is accusative singular, it becomes Purusha Simham. Okay. So Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Purusha Simha, Purusha Simhau, Purusha Simhaha. And similarly, accusative, Ramam, Ramau, Raman. Purusha Simham, Purusha Simhau, Purusha Simhan. Okay. So when the usage is used, when you want to say it as accusative singular, it will be Purusha Simham. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Okay. So it is accusative singular. Yes.
Yeah, just one quick question. When you're making this samasa like this, right? Is there a rule that actually follow? Like, for example, couldn't there, you know, like Purusha Simha, just Purusha Simha is Purusha Simha, fine. But suppose the Shava Sish, right? I mean, is there any rule which says that how you couple the, how you compound the word?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So this Upamana Uttarapada is a specific type of a samasa, and there are Panini rules for those. And the rule exactly says that this Uttarapada, in this Panini rules, you know, actually Panini Ashtadhyayi, the chapter 2 and chapter 3, okay? Chapter 2, first pada, and chapter 2, second pada. These two padas, full padas, are dedicated for samasas, okay? So pada means each pada must have like 60-70 rules. So all those 60-70 rules are dedicated to samasas. So whenever you have a Panini requirement question like this, right? You have to go to one of these padas and look at the rules. Okay. So samasa is basically, I think the Tatpurusha samasa, it starts with 2-1 something. Okay. 2-1. Tatpurusha maybe starts with, what is the number? I don't remember the number. But I know it goes all the way up to 2-2-2-2. Okay. 2.2.22. It goes up to there. And it starts in 2-1 somewhere. Okay. There, I think in this Samanadi Karanyam, right? There is actually Upamana Purvapada, right? Upamana Uttarapada. So these Upamana Purvapada and Upamana Uttarapada, which are also Karmadarya, those rules exist. Okay. Tatpurusha Samanadi Karanyam, right? And then not only the rules exist, which Pada to, for example, you always see this Rama Lakshmana. You would not see a usage Lakshmana Ramo. Okay, Bharata Shatrughna. You will not see a usage called Shatrughna Bharata. Okay, although it is two words and you can use them, right? So there are actually a bunch of rules that tells you that which word should be first, which word should be less, second, right? How should you use those words? And there's actually a whole pada, which is 6.3, which is dedicated to what happens in between the two words of the samasa also. Okay? Just to give you an idea.
Okay, thanks.
So yes, for all of this, there is a rule. Which word should come first, which word should come second, is also there is a rule. Okay, then there is actually a vyavastha. Vyavastha means Panini is organized in such a way that he has said that, okay, these are how the words are used in the sutra. And then he explains the usage of the word in the sutra is like that, to give you more indication of which word to use prior and which word to use later. Okay? We will study that. Well, we study that when we study Panini, of course. But of course, we won't go into those details here in this class. Okay? So having said that these rules exist, in this rule, there is a sutra which says, Tatpurusha Samanadikaranaha Karmadareha. So Karmadareha is a samasa that is formed by two words which are in the same case. So purushaha simhaha, those two words together form the karmadharaya. And there purushaha simhaha iva, it forms a karmadharaya samasa called upamana uttarapada samasa. Karmadharaya tatpurusha samasa. So okay, so purusha simhaha. This purusha simhaha is the word which means that who is lion among men. Okay, this is the English translation I have from one of the books here. Who is lion among men? To him, fortune approaches. So I was asking the question, how do you say fortune approaches him or he approaches fortune? It could be the other way also, right? It need not be fortune approaches him. If I wanted to say he approaches fortune, right? So how would you say that? Anybody? How would you say he approaches fortune?
Because Purusha Simham here is in the accusative and that is referring to him.
Yes, you're right. Okay. So Purusha Simha is accusative, right? And Lakshmihi is nominative. So when it is nominative, that means nominative in a kartari prayoga, the nominative, whatever is in nominative is the karta. And the karta does the action. In kartari prayoga, the karta does the action, right? In karmani prayoga also, karta only does the action. It is just that in kartari prayoga, the verb approaches upaiti. Upaiti is in samanadi karanyam with the karta. So here, is it karta? No, it's not karta, it's kartri. I know that it's kartri, but it is still called as karta. Swatantra karta. Because when I say karta, it is not the doer. When I say karta, means it is the karaka karta. Karta is the karaka. So even for Lakshmi, we don't say the karaka is kartri karaka, okay? Even say for Lakshmi, which is a pada, which is a shabda, which is a shabda shastra. In the shabda shastra, even for Lakshmi, the karta, right? Karta is Lakshmi. So you, when you say karta is Lakshmi, you cannot say that karta and Lakshmi are in the samanadhikarani, okay? It's, you cannot do that because karta is masculine. Kartri is feminine. So Lakshmi is the kartri. Yes, that is correct. Lakshmi is the kartri, that is all right. But for the action, Lakshmi is the karta karaka, has the karta karakam. Okay, so karaka. And in that, Lakshmi has the karta karaka. So when you say Lakshmi has the karta karaka, and it is karta, the karaka is karta, so kartari, you will get what? Kartari, you will get prathama vibhakti. So Lakshmi is the prathama vibhakti. Okay? If Lakshmi was not the prathama vibhakti, right? If Lakshmi is the prathama vibhakti. If Lakshmi was the dvitiya vibhakti, that means Lakshmim. Okay, Lakshmim. So then you have to say Purusha Simhaha Saha Purusha Simhaha Lakshmim Upaiti. Then you can, that is the meaning that you get. He approaches fortune. When you say fortune approaches him, Lakshmihi Purusha Simham Upaiti. Okay? So then what happens, that is why Lakshmi is in feminine, nominative, singular. Okay? Tam is not there. I brought in the tam. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Okay, I'm sorry.
We are muted, sir.
Kalpeshji, you are muted.
Okay. Sorry. I said namo namaha, kshamyatam. I had some call from about this vaccination, so I had to take that. Otherwise, I will usually ignore it. So, kshamyatam, please excuse me. I was saying here that fortune approaches him, or he approaches fortune. So, purusha simhaha lakshmim upaiti, or lakshmi hi purusha simham upaiti. And that is understood by what is in nominative. Okay, so purusha simham upaiti, and upaiti we saw that last time, upa plus eti, upa plus eti gives you upaiti. Now there is actually a catch here. In upaiti also there is a catch which we will note down, but we won't look at it right now. We will look at it some other time. Okay, so I want to progress further, otherwise these things are landmines, you know, you cannot progress without every one of them, because upaiti is a special case of there's one particular sandhi rule that doesn't happen there, and that sandhi rule actually brings in something called as upaiti, but then that doesn't happen and you have to bring in upaiti again. Just to mention that. So here upaiti means approaches. Who approaches? Fortune approaches. Whom does it fortune approach? Fortune approaches Purusha Simham, who is the lion among men, right? But then Udyoginam. So Udyoginam Purusha Simham. Both of them are masculine, accusative singular. So one is an adjective to the other. So we can say Purusha Simha is the substantive, and Udyoginam is the adjective, or he is the substantive and Purusha Simha is an adjective and Udyoginam is also an adjective. Okay, so Tam Purusha Simham Udyoginam Upaiti. So Udyoginam is also masculine accusative singular. Udyoginam. Okay. So Udyoginam is actually, it is the Udyogin plus becomes Udyoginam. Okay, that is actually accusative singular, and the Pratipadikam is Udyogin. Okay, Tad asya asti asti asminiti. Okay, Udyogaha asya asti. So one who has the effort. So one who does the effort in this case, okay? One who has the effort or one who does the effort is Udyogin. And Tam Udyoginam. The nominative singular of Udyogin is Udyogi. Dirga Ikara. Udyogi. Okay? Upaiti. Upaiti. So that Udyoginam is what we say is and industrious. So the guy, the same person, he is a lion among men. And he is also industrious. So Lakshmihi Tam Purusha Simham Udyoginam Upaiti. Okay, let us continue with the second part of the sentence. Daivena Deyam Iti Ka Purushaha Vadanti. Okay. So first you have to look at this, is that in this scenario, the Iti is the one that makes distinction. So iti means similar to like this, okay? Daivena Daivena Deyam in quotes. Okay. Daivena Deyam Ka Purushaha Vadanti. Okay, so that this statement is in quotes is represented by the word iti. Daivena deyam iti. Okay, daivena deyam. Okay, so sorry, daivena deyam. Daivena Daivena. Okay. Daivena. Daivena is the Daiva. Daiva is Daivam. Daivam is neuter. Okay. So it is neuter. Neuter instrumental singular of Pratipadikam Daiva. Okay. And the third case means by the Daiva. That is the meaning of the third case. By the Daiva. Okay. So Daiva is the fate. Daiva means fate. Okay. Then by the fate. Okay. Then you have Deyam. What is this Deyam? Deyam comes from Dhatu Da. Dudai Dharana Poshana Yoga. Okay. From Da plus Apratyaya called Ya. Yat Pratyaya. Okay. And then it becomes Deya. This is Pratyaya we have studied earlier called Krutya Pratyaya. Okay. By the way, that tells me, rather than explaining this all these things all the time, right, is you go into that folder that I've given, right, the AVG Sanskrit folder, wherever the Zoom recordings are. In that, I have put another book here. Okay, this is a wonderful book. Okay, it is not in publication. So our ashram might have a few copies. You should go. And if you get a copy of this, you should get the book. I think there's somebody who's trying to republish this book. But it is one of the best books, okay? Especially if you want to study Vyakaran. And so I have a soft copy of that in this same folder, right? Wherever we have the Zoom recordings handout. Okay, this book is called Dictionary of Sanskrit Grammar. It is by, the author is Abhyankar. Okay? So this Dictionary of Sanskrit Grammar is a wonderful dictionary because things that we are talking about, sometimes here, you may not follow through and then you can actually look it up here. Okay, so this is actually by Kashinath Vasudev Abhyankar. Okay, we call this as the Abhyankar Dictionary. In this Abhyankar Dictionary, this is a dictionary of Sanskrit grammar. If you are looking for a Sanskrit word, you won't find it. But if it's a Laukika Shabdas, you may not find it. You may find Laukika Shabdas here. But then you'll find the alaukika meaning of those laukika shabdas. So in this dictionary of Sanskrit grammar, there are a couple of other dictionaries also like this. Okay, it's not the only one, but this is a wonderful dictionary, and we use this very frequently. So here, I would say that this pratyaya, right, da plus ya, this yat pratyaya, I will just say this pratyaya is a krutya pratyaya. Okay. So what is the meaning of krutya pratyaya? If at all you were to understand that, or even yat pratyaya, any pratyaya that you hear, right? You must have already heard some pratyaya today, right? Am is a pratyaya, su is a pratyaya today that we talked about, right? Or even tip is a pratyaya, upaiti, upa iti, eti, right? Tip is a pratyaya, or in this case, yat is a pratyaya, or krutya is a pratyaya. These are suffixes. So anytime you have a suffix or any grammar concept that you want to know about, which is a grammar concept, right? What is that grammar concept if you want to know about? You can look it up in this dictionary. And in this dictionary, but you'll find only grammar concepts, by the way. Okay. So it can be a dry read in some sense, but not for people like you who are love Vyakaranam. So in this dictionary, okay, I would just like to explain you what is Krutya Pratyaya. So Krutya Pratyaya. Okay, so Krutya Pratyaya, we have seen this. Kartavya, Bhuktavya, Atma Vare Shrotavya. Right? The Tavya is a Krutya Pratyaya. Right? Or even we saw Deya. Now Deya is also Krutya Pratyaya. Karyam. Karya. There also we saw a Pratyaya called Nyat. Is also Krutya Pratyaya. So what is the Krutya Pratyaya? That which should be done. Should be done, has to be done. Atma Vare Shrotavya has to be listened to, should be done. Okay. Atma Shrotavyo Mantavya Nididhyasitavya. Okay. What you have to do. Karaniya. Another meaning is Karaniya. Krutya has got multiple. You know, Tavya is a type of a Kritya Pratyaya. Ya is also a type of a Kritya Pratyaya. This Yat is a Kritya Pratyaya. So Da plus Yat, okay, Da plus Yat will give you Deya. Deya, this means that what should be given. It is Karmani. These Pratyayas are Karmani Pratyayas. And what should be given? Okay, and I'm trying to verify the Pratyaya. Yeah, Achoyat, Ajanta, 3170. It'll give you those sutras also. By the way, this Pratyaya is used as a technical term in grammar in the sense of Krut affixes, which possess the sense of should be done. The Panini has not defined the term Krutya, but he has introduced the topic. Adhikara, okay. So don't worry about that part. But this is the meaning of Kritya Pratyaya. There are a set of Kritya Pratyayas like Tavya, Aniya, Yat, Kyap, Nyat. These are five Pratyayas which are all called Kritya Pratyayas, okay. So this Yat, and they come in the meaning of should be done. So what should be given, okay, or has to be given? Deya, like a tax, right? The tax is something which has to be given. Okay, so should be given, to be given, presented, right? That is the meaning that you get. Okay, so to give you an idea, this Da plus Yat Pratyaya, and Yat Pratyaya is a Kritya Pratyaya, it gives you Deya. Okay, so you see here, Da means to give. Okay, to give. Okay, one who gives is called Data. So Data comes from a Pratyaya called Da, gets a Pratyaya called Truch, like Karta. Bhokta, okay, Vakta. The Ta is a nominative singular of Kartru, Bhoktru, Datru. That means to give. And Data means the giver. Data means the person who gives. The one who gives. The giver. ER. It is same as ER in English. The Truch Pratyaya is same as ER in English. Because it is referring to the agent of the action to give. The yat pratyaya, okay, is added to da. Yat pratyaya means what should be given. Should be given is the object of the action to give. Okay. So that is why the Yat Pratyaya, all the Kritya Pratyayas, by the way, Tayoreva Krutyatta Khalarthaha. So Krutya Kta, all these Pratyayas, all these suffixes, they always are in the meaning of Karmani. Karmani. Karmani means what? It is referring to the object of the action to give. That Yat Pratyaya. And which means what should be given. So devena dayam, okay, means what? Should be given by fate, okay. Should be given by fate means what? It has to be given by fate. Because it is karmani usage, right? That has to be given. Then fate, we always become tritiya, by fate, by the fate, okay. So that by fate is what brings in the third case. So devena deyam. Okay. Here I have an English translation which says fate gives. Okay. That may not be a literal translation. That is okay. The translation I have which says fate gives. Right? Fate gives. But it is not fate gives. It is has to be given by fate. Or what should be given by fate. Which means fate gives. Okay. So but what should be, it should be given by fate. Okay, iti, it will be given by fate or it should be given by fate. That means that I don't need to exert myself or do anything that I don't need to do any effort, right? Because if something has to be given to me, it will be given by fate. Okay, that is what he's saying. So such people who say such things are called ka purushaha. Ka purushaha vadanti. Okay, Kapurusha means what? Kapurusha means it's a plural form. Vadati, vadati, vadataha, vadanti. Okay, vadasi, vadathaha, vadatha, vadami, vadavaha, vadamaha. So when you say ka purushaha, vadanti, ka purushaha, vadati, ka purushau, vadataha. Okay, and ka purushaha, vadanti. So that is the samanikaranam between these two. This is plural, so this is also plural. Okay, let's look at vadati. Vad dhatu, kartari, lati. Okay, so it is lat lakara. Okay, kartari lati means lat lakara. Prathama purusha. Okay, bahuvachanam. Okay, that means what? It is third person. Prathama purusha is third person plural form, right? Vad. So vad, the dhatu vad gets ti. And it gets, because it's Vadigana Dhatu, it gets Vad-a-ti, Vadati, Vadati, Vadataha, Vadanti, Vadanti. Okay, so Vadanti means what? They say, plural, Vadanti. Who are they? Who say? Okay, they, there's no word called they. The plurality is brought in by Vadanti. So they say. Who says ka purushaha? So first of all, purushaha we know. Purushaha, purushav, purushaha. Now you have some prefix before that, which is ka. Okay. So what is this ka purushaha? Ka purushaha is actually, it comes from one of the word called ku. Okay. Ka purushaha. Kapurusha. It is kutsita. Kapurusha. It becomes kutsitaha purushaha kapurushaha. Kutsitaha purushaha is, it becomes ku plus purushaha. It's a samasa, by the way. It's a type, particular type of samasa called kugati pradayaha. Okay. This kugati pradayaha, this type of samasa exists, and there you get kupurusha. Actually, you have two forms. One is kupurusha, and the other is kapurusha. I told you, whenever you have something like this between the two words, if it changes, look up into 6.3. Okay, there's a sutra called 6.3.106, which makes that ku into ka. Okay, so what is ka? Ka purushaha means kutsitaha purushaha. So kutsitaha purushaha means a mean or a contemptible person. A mean person. Okay, or a wretch, right? A wretch. Or a coward also. Okay, these are the various meanings, right? It could be a miserable person also. Okay. So a mean person. People who are cowards, right? Not lion among men. Those are the people. He is distinguishing between Purusha Simha and Kapurusha. Okay. What is a Kapurusha? Kapurusha means a mean person or a wretched person or a coward person, right? As opposed to a Purusha Simha. So that type of a person, Kapurushaha, a coward. Says. Okay, actually one of the translations is good, weak minded. Then Purusha Simha would be a strong minded. Okay, so that would be the difference. So here it is it means whatever one deserves will be given by fate. Okay, or shall be given by fate. It is that a mean people, remember it's not singular, mean people say, okay, or rather let's say weak-minded people is brought in, weak-minded say, it's a plural, so weak-minded say, okay, it will be given. What are we looking at? We're looking at the second part of the statement, which says, Devena Daivena Deyam Iti Kapurushaha Vadanti. Any questions there before I proceed?
Lakshmi Shabda, why it is Visharga Nadivat?
Okay, Amma, that is a sutra that is there for that. Okay. It is not like Nadivat because Nadi is a Sanya. So you have to know all those Nadi Sanya and all that. Use Trayakhyav Nadi. Okay. So whatever is Trayakhyav and is you, it gets a Nadi Sanya. And these Nadi Sanyaka Shabdas, they are also Niyanta. Okay. Hal Niyabhyo Dhirgat Sudisi Apruktam Hal. So it has to be Niyanta. And this Nadi Shabda is not, Lakshmi Shabda is not a Niyanta. It comes from Laksh Dhatu. I think you forwarded it to me, some of this, right? Laksh, right? And Laksh Dhatu gets another Patya there. And that's how it's formed. So it does not form with the, it doesn't form with one of the Neesh or Neel Pratyas. It's only when you have a Nadi Sanyaka which forms Neep, Neesh and Neel Pratyas that you get this Sulopa. Okay? We will discuss that offline. I will explain it to you further.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So here in this case, so Udyoginam, so Lakshmi, the fortune approaches him who is industrious, who puts in a lot of effort. And he is a lion among men. To him the fortune approaches. However, the people who are weak-minded, Kapurushaha Vadanti, the people who are weak-minded, they say, what do they say? Daivena Deyam. It is fate who will give. Why should I make an effort? Okay, why should I make an effort? Then he says what? He gives some suggestion. Daivam Nihatya Kuru Paurusham Atma Shaktya. We have two more sentences there, or three, four more sentences, right? Daivam Nihatya. Okay. So let us see what does it mean. Okay. Nihatya. So Nihatya is also, by the way, a verb inside. It is not a verb, it's a participle. Okay, so nihat ni means nishchayena. It is an upasarga ni, which brings in the surety in some sense. Okay, ni. So ni, and it comes from a dhatu called han. So ni plus han. Okay, and it's added a pratyaya called ktva. Jalada Pratyaya called Ktva. And the Ktva becomes Lyat. Okay, I'm giving you all this Pratyas so that you can go back and look into this. These are also Krut Pratyas. These are a set of Krut Pratyas. So Nihan plus Ktva. These are indeclinables, by the way. This Pratyaya is indeclinable. The Krutya Pratyaya was not the indeclinable. That was declined. Krutya Pratyaya. Deyam, right? But here this is an indeclinable. So Nihan plus Ktva becomes Nihan plus Ya. Okay, and then it becomes the Takara comes in and becomes Nihatya. Nihatya. Okay. Nihatya. So it means to kill. Okay, but what is it that it means to kill? One second, okay. So Nihatya. Nihatya means to strike down, to remove off, to kill. Okay, to remove. Basically here it's to remove. Okay. It's to dismiss. Okay. So Nihatya, what do you Nihatya? What do you dismiss? Let's say dismiss, right? Let's say it means dismiss. By the way, this pratyaya, this ktva and lya pratyaya are indeclinables. That means they are not declined. In all the forms, it will always be nihatya. Okay. So the all the supratya that is added are dropped. So nihatya. Nihatya means having the ktva. Always whenever you see this ktva, right? Bhuktva gachati. Having eaten, he goes. Okay, we have seen that earlier. Okay. Snatva khadati. After having taken a bath, he eats. Okay. Samana kartukayoho purvasmin kale. Between there are two actions, and in those two actions, they are performed by the same person. In that, whenever there is a prior action, that prior action, this tva pratyaya is used. Okay, which means that, you know, we have seen that in other cases also. So here, this han dhatu gets ktva. But whenever this dhatu has an upasarga, you will always get this pratyaya called lyap. It replaces ktva and you get this lyap. Okay, so ni han plus ktva becomes ni hatya, means having dismissed, abandoned. Literally, it means killed. Having killed means dropped the idea. What idea? That whatever is the idea is in the second case. Okay. So daivam. Daivam is accusative. Why? Because you always have to know why is it accusative. Because it is karma. It is an object. Karma of what? Karma of action, nihatya, dismiss. Okay, so having dismissed what? Having dismissed the idea of fate. Okay, having dismissed the idea of fate. Okay, he says what? Paurusham Atmashaktya Guru. So let us see what is that. Okay. Atma Shakti. Atma Shakti. Okay. Atma Shakti means Atmanaha. Shakti. Okay. Is it Tatpurusha Samasa? Shashti Tatpurusha Samasa. Okay. Atmanaha Shakti. So one's own power. Okay. One's own power. Prowess or power or whatever, right? The one's own, how much ever power you have, that is a shakti. Or whatever one's own strength. Okay. One's own strength. That means depending on your ability. Strength. Okay. On your ability. Atma shakti. And the third case, instrumental. Atma shaktya. Okay, Atma Shaktya. So what is this? This is like Atma Shakti is like Mati Shabda. So Atma Shaktya, Atma Shakti Bhyam, Atma Shakti Bhi. Okay, so Pratipadikam is Atma Shakti Ikara. And the declension will be like this. Atma Shakti Hi, Atma Shakti, Atma Shaktayaha. He Atma Shakti, He Atma Shakti, He Atma Shaktayaha. Okay. And the third case of that will be Atma Shaktya, Atma Shakti Bhyam, Atma Shakti Bhi. So Atma Shaktya means by. Third case, right? By one's own strength. Do what? He says, Guru. Guru. Okay. So Guru. Srinivasji, you have a question? Okay. Let me mute you. Okay, so we have the next word is Kuru. What is Kuru? Kuru, it comes from Dhatu Kuru. Kuru Dhatu gets Lot Lakara. Okay. Lot Lakara, the form will be Karotu Kurutat Karotu. What will it be? Karotu Kurut. No. Karotu Kurutat Kurutam Kurutam Kurvantu Karoshi. No, not Karoshi. Kuru Kurutat Kurutam Kuruta. Okay, so there the second case, the second case. So basically, Madhyama Purusha Ekvachanam is Kuru. Okay, for Lot Lakara. That means it is more of a command, you do, more of a command request. Suggestion, you do. Okay. You do based on your own prowess, one's own strength. You do. What do you do? What do you do? He says, Paurusham Kuru. Paurusham Kuru. Paurusham Kuru. Okay, what is Paurusham? Paurusham means Purusha. From Purusha you get Paurusham. Paurusham. I'm trying to see an English meaning. Okay. By the way, Paurusham you get from Purusha.
I think manliness you can say.
Yeah, manliness. You're right. So Purusha, you get a Tadita Pratyaya called Anna. When you get that, it becomes Paurusha. So whenever you see this Vruddhi of this Ukara, the Vruddhi of that is Pau. Okay. Guna would become Po, but Vruddhi is Pau. So whenever you see this Vruddhi, you understand that usually the Vruddhi of the first vowel, whenever like Kunti becomes Kaunteya. Right? Kunti becomes Kaunteya. So that whenever you see the Vruddhi of the first vowel, you understand that there is a Tadita Prayoga there. So Paurusha. Paurusha means manliness. Okay. It could be manliness. Okay. Or it could be the strength. The vigor. Okay. Strength of the man. Of the person, basically. Okay. Purusha. Purusha. His strength, his power. Right? But in this case, it could also mean the action. Action that the man is supposed to do. Okay. Now let's put forth the meaning. Okay. Nihatya means having dismissed. Having dismissed what? Daivam. Having dismissed fate, Kuru, you should do. What should you do? You should do what a person is supposed to do. Basically, putting the effort. Okay? Putting the effort. Whatever you're supposed to do, you do. Right? How much effort? Based upon your own strength. You do as much as you can strength. You can carry 5 kg, carry 5 kg. Don't carry 200 kgs. Okay? As much is possible with for you, you do. So that is the Paurusha. Paurusha means the what you are supposed to do. That action, Paurusham Kuru. So let us see, when you break that up, right? He says Kuru. Kim Kuru? Paurusham Kuru. Do what you are supposed to do. How much should you do? Okay, Atma Shaktya. Okay, depending upon your own strength. Atma Shaktya, Paurusham Kuru. After having done what? After Nihatya. After having dismissed. Dismissed what? After having dismissed Daivam. Okay, so let us put that. After having dismissed faith, you do what has to be done, or you put the right effort based on your strength, capability. He is suggesting that, as opposed to like a weak person, weak-minded person, who would just say, fate gives. Why? Because it is the fortune that approaches the people who put in the effort. Okay? Then comes the last part. So you put in the right effort. That effort, it comes from yatna. Okay, yatna. The effort or the exertion or the perseverance that you have, it comes from, and that is what is called yatna. Yatna, it comes from a dhatu called yata. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So yatna means effort. Yatna means effort.
Okay. Is it like prayatna?
Yeah, pra is the upasarga that is added to yatna. So yatna is the effort, prakarshena yatna. Okay, so prakarshena yatna, prayatna. Prakrushto yatna, also prayatna. So prakrushto means very well done effort is prayatna. It's just not just effort. It's a very well, you know, consciously done effort is called prayatna. So that prayatna, yatna, effort in the seventh case of that. Okay. So yatna would be masculine, yatnaha would be masculine. So the masculine, seventh case singular, becomes yatne. Okay, kruta, so let's say krute is also masculine seventh case singular of Pratipadikam Kruta. Okay. Kruta comes from Dhatu Kru, is added a pratyaya called Kruta. Okay, this is called passive past participle. This pratyaya, okay, is called Kruta. In that Kruta, Kakara is an itsanya, it goes away. What remains is this Kru plus Kruta. Comes Kruta. Kru means to do. Kru means to do. To do. Okay. That past participle, passive, past participle is Karmani. That means that Kruta, when you add that Kruta, means you need to bring in the past, you need to bring in the object of the action, right? And it's a participle, so don't worry about that. So it's a past passive participle. So kruta means what has been done. Okay. So yatne krute. Okay, yatne krute means after putting the effort. Okay. Yadi means if. Yadi means if. Okay. So if after putting the right effort. Okay. So here the seventh case has got specific sense. It's called Sati Saptami. Yatne krite sati, that means having put, you know, you've done whatever is to be done. Having put, having if yadi, yatne krite. If you put in the right effort, that means you have put in the right effort. Okay, it doesn't mean that you may or may not have put in the right effort. You have put in the right effort. That is the meaning of the Sati Saptami. The seventh case, having done, having you, if putting, after putting the right effort, that is the meaning. If after putting the right effort, yadi yatne krite, na siddhyati. Na is no, siddhyati. Okay, the siddhyati, siddhyati is kartari prayoga. And that ya coming there is coming from siddhi. Siddhi is your dhatu. Okay, siddhi. It comes shida gatyam siddhya siddhyati. Okay, it's a samradho, right? Divadi gana dhatu siddh becomes siddhyati siddhyataha siddhyanti. Siddhyati means what? Accomplished. Dhatu is siddh. Siddh means to fulfill, to accomplish, right? So na siddhyati means not fulfilled. Okay, na siddhyati means not fulfilled. Kaha means what? It comes from pratipadikam kim. Masculine nominative singular of kim is kaha. Kaha atra doshaha. Kaha atra. Atra means in this, here, atra. Doshaha. Kaha doshaha atra. In this, kaha doshaha. Doshaha would be dosha means the fault or the blemish. Okay, from pratipadikam dosha. So if after putting the right effort, or that means after doing the right effort, na siddhyati, you do not accomplish. Okay. Kaha atra doshaha. What is the fault in this? It's an akshepa. It is asking a question. It is begging a question. Basically, you are not to blame. That is what it means. Okay. So now let us just summarize the sentences, right? Lakshmihi Purushasimham Udyoginam Purushasimham Upaiti. The fortune approaches him who is lion among men. Daivena Deyam Iti Kapurushaha Vadanti. Oh, it will be given by fate. What has to be given? The weak-minded people say, Daivam Nihatya. No. You abandon all what the fate, abandon what fate has to give. Atma Shaktya Paurusham Kuru. Based on your prowess, based on your strength or your capability, you do what has to be done. Paurusham. Because even if, yadi, yatne krite, even if after having done what by putting the effort, na siddhyati, you do not accomplish, ko atra dosha, who will blame you for that? There is no blame in it. Where is the blame? Ka atra dosha means where is the blame? Having not attended the success. Okay, any questions there?
Yeah, can you explain Sati Saptami? I've heard this thing number of times.
Yes,
it's a seventh case, true, but why Sati Saptami?
Yeah, So sati saptami is a type of a usage. Sati saptami is a type of a usage. So there are these are actually usages of of a particular a sentence can have multiple clauses, right? So one of the clause, whenever you have this seventh case, right, is used, is a locative. By the way, the seventh case is locative. Yeah. Okay. And when you have this locative, you could have a locative absolute. That's what it's called. Locative absolute. Okay. So it's a phrase. So it's basically, we went home. Okay. We went home after the sun has set. Okay. Let's say you have that type of a usage. After the sun has set, we went home. Okay. Let me see if I will say. Okay. After having conquered the enemy. Okay. You follow? So having conquered the enemy, the king started for the palace. Raja Prasadam Prasthitaha. Are you following? I hope I'm not complicating it for you.
No.
Okay,
no.
Let me give you an example. Yeah.
That's
okay.
Fine.
So Arishu Jiteshu Raja Prasadam Prasthitaha. Okay. So here we say the enemies having been defeated. Okay. The king started for the palace. So what happens is that there are two clauses here. One is this clause and second is this main statement. The king started for the palace. Raja, king, prasadam means the palace, prasthitaha. Prasthana means to move towards, to start towards. Okay. So he started towards the palace, for the palace, towards the palace. Okay. So this is one action that the king is doing. But this action implies that there was something that happened before that. So what happened before that is the enemies having been defeated. Okay. So Arishu Jiteshu. Jita means conquered. Ari means enemy. The enemies conquered, right? That means after the enemies have been conquered, the king started for the palace. You follow? But here, the enemies being conquered has to be a fact, isn't it? If the enemies are not conquered, then the king cannot start towards the palace. Okay, that is the meaning there. So this type of an adverbial clause when you have there, and this locative absolute is used. Okay, Arishu Jiteshu. And you see that Ari, Arayaha is plural of Ari, the enemies. And that is in seventh case. So seventh case is used Arishu Jiteshu. Okay, both of them are in seventh case. That means that the enemies not having been defeated. Okay. The enemies conquered, being the fact is what you're saying. Okay. Being the fact means that previous action should complete from grammar perspective. Then only it is a fact. If that action, if the enemies conquering of the enemies is still going on, that means that is not a fact yet. Okay, because that has not completed yet. That means that the previous action should complete. So Arishu Jiteshu. When you say it's complete, you say Jiteshu Sati. Sat means it comes from Pratipadikam, son. Actually, Sat is the Pratipadikam. The nominative singular is son. Son, santau, santaha. There, seventh case of Sat is Sati. Okay, Sati. Sati, Satyoho, Satshu. Satsu. Okay, so there, Satsu, Sati means seventh case. So, Arishu, Jiteshu, Sati, having conquered the enemy, or conquering the enemy being a fact, okay, or the enemies having been conquered, or the enemies having been defeated, that being a fact, that means that action is completed, the king started for the palace. The king does the second action, which is to start. What does he start? Where does he start? He starts to go. Start to go towards what? Towards the palace. So the second clause, it sort of begins after the first clause or the first action. There in the action is basically the conquering is done. Okay, so the enemy is conquered. And that being done is what we say as Sati. Sati, that being a fact. Okay?
Thank you.
So in our example, if you see there Sati, we said Sati Saptami, Yatne Krute. Okay, the effort being done. So you have put in the effort. It's not that you are still putting in the effort. The effort having done, the effort, whatever the effort has to be done, that effort having done, Yadina Siddhyati. If you still do not succeed, right? Yadina Siddhyati. If you still do not accomplish, if you're still not fulfilled, Kotra Doshaha, who is there to be blamed? Who can be blamed? So that is the meaning in which Sati is used, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions? Is this time okay with everybody? I know Sadhagopanji, for you it is really early in the morning. But you have given me a green signal, so which is good.
Kalpaji, can you just repeat the translation of this these Udyogina verse?
Okay. So Udyoginam, right? So we can say fortune approaches him. Lakshmihi tam purusha simham upaiti. Fortune approaches him who is lion among men and puts in a lot of effort. Udyoginam is industrious. It shall be given by fate. What has to be given? It has to be given. It will be given by fate. It shall be given by fate. Says weak-minded people. Not
okay,
safe,
thank
safe.
You.
Yeah, okay. Sure. You got it?
Yes.
Second part, you're okay with?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Any more questions?
Kalpeshji, just like this Purusha Samha, this Purushottama is also a Tatpurusha Samasa?
Purushottama, no, that is a Tatpurusha. It is Purushanam Uttama. Among the men who is all Purushascha Asa Uttamascha. Yeah, it's a Karmadhara, you could say that way.
Okay. Thank you.
But it is not upama. There it is.
No,
a,
it's not upama.
It is not upama.
It's not shashti.
I think one of you sent me an email. It is purusha naam amongst men who is uttama. You can say it can be that way.
Okay.
one of you sent me this example of Purusha Rishava. That is a Purushaha Rishabha Iva. That is same as Purusha Vyagra or Purusha Simha.
Yes.
This was beautiful. Thank you.
Welcome.
Kalpeji, I have a question. You sent an email about subscribing for Sambhashana.
That is okay. One of you see, like you are studying with me, right? I study with one of the teacher in India.
He
is part of Samskrut Bharati. And they had these, what do you call it? They have this newspaper, okay? And that is newspaper is called Sambhashana Sandesha, this one. And that has, they make, they write a lot of news, and which is a good read if at all you are trying to learn Sanskritam. Okay, it is a... They have some e-version or something like that, right? So you, if possible, I was suggesting if you would like to, you can subscribe to it.
Okay.
Okay. So I just sent it out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Those are the nice things. Sometimes I hear those Sanskrita Vartavali.
Yeah.
The news. Yeah, that is also so
just this is also good. You can practice here. Kashchana Panditaha. Some Pandita. So Bahun Granthan Adhitavan Asit. He has read a lot of books. Or you know, Grantha would be a lot of sacred text. Janaha Tasya Jnanam Bahuda Prashasanti. Prashansanti. Sma. Okay, sma, whenever you have this. Even though it's a past tense, you will get lat lakara, by the way. So, janaha tasya jnanam bahuda prashansanti. So, prashansa, right? So, the people, they praise, you know, very much. Bahuda is his knowledge. Bhagavataha sakshatkaraha praptavyaha iti pravala ichhatasya. So, he had a desire that you know, I should get the direct perception, sakshatkara, of the Lord. I should gain that, praptavya. Tavya, see the praptavya? That's a krutya pratyaya, praptavya. Iti prabala icha tasya. That was his intense desire. Tadartham bahuda prayasaha krutaha tena. For that purpose, bahuda, many different types, prayasaha, he attempts, krutaha is same thing, kruta, what we saw, krute, he did, tena, by him, was done by him, right? So a lot of attempts were done by him. Kintu bhagavat sakshatkaraha tena na praptaha eva. But he never achieved this direct perception of the Lord. So such beautiful stories are there in this. And then it builds up. We can take these as examples and study them.
Thank you, Kalpesh. Very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Namo namaha.
Namo namaha.
Thank you, Kalpeshi.
Ah, namaste.
Namaste.